welcome back to yet another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Welcome back. We're really happy you're here, and we are super excited to premiere this type of trivia for you. This is one we have not tackled yet, and it is one that we are loud and proud for. We are really excited today because we are exploring Midwest trivia. We are here in the Midwest. We are proud of it, and we would love to share some fun little tidbits with you about our area. Do you enjoy being from the Midwest, bud?
Sports-wise, no.
Sport? What do you mean, no? We are the best in the sports. Right now, our Brewers, best in the MLB. Our Packers, one of the best teams in the NFL.
Lost to the Cleveland Browns.
Well, yeah, whatever. That's fine. They needed to lose that.
Bucks?
We're going to be fine. We got Giannis, man. All right, moving right along. For those of you that have never joined us before, our questions come at you in three rounds of five questions each for a total of 15 questions. But each round that goes by, our questions get a little bit more difficult. So, are you ready for round one, the easiest questions we have to offer, bud?
Yes.
And we call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question one of Midwest Trivia. America's largest shopping mall, known as blank, is located in Bloomington, Minnesota.
The Mall of America.
The Mall of America is correct. Have you been to the Mall of America?
Never.
No, you've been close, I think. We've been in the Twin Cities, but we've never actually taken a time to go over to Bloomington and go to the mall. I've been there a couple times.
Don't they have a theme park in there?
Yes, it's so big, there's an entire theme park in it. It's pretty wild. But yeah, it's large. If you like large indoor spaces, man, this is your trip. But it's still a mall. So, yeah. Question two. Kansas City sits on the border between which two states?
Missouri and Mississippi?
Missouri and Mississippi is 50% correct. We have Kansas City, Missouri, which is pretty normal.
Kansas?
And you have got it there. Yes, Kansas City, Kansas is the other one. So Missouri and Kansas. I was lucky enough to make a trip to Kansas City to see the Packers play the Chiefs, which was awesome. And it was an amazing experience.
Arrowhead's really cool.
Yep, Arrowhead Stadium was awesome. The barbecue, we went to the downtown, open air experience, which was really neat.
Was it cold?
It got cold at night, but otherwise it was early fall. So it was actually kind of warm during the day and then it got a little chilly at night, but
did they win?
Oh, we won. Yes. But the best part was Patrick Mahomes didn't even play.
Was he even drafted?
No, he was injured, I think at the time. So yeah, but we won. Question three. At which Wisconsin-founded fast food restaurant can you order custard concrete mixers and cheese curds?
Culver's.
Culver's is correct. We love ourselves a good Culver's, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite item? What's your go-to order item at Culver's?
Butter burger.
A butter burger. Yep. And that's what Culver's is known for, is they have butter burgers.
And then I'll get a vanilla shake.
Yep.
Hopefully they don't mess it up.
I enjoy the chicken strip basket. That's always pretty good.
Yeah, that one's good too.
And then they have a really good mushroom and Swiss burger.
Or corn dogs.
Corn dogs. Yeah, mini corn dogs. Yep, those are good. Now I'm hungry. We need to pause now and go eat dinner.
Eat some pasta. No one knows what that is.
No. It's famous magic grandma soup.
Great grandma soup, actually, for me.
Yeah. Question four. Which Midwestern state is known as the Mitten due to its similar shape?
Illinois
is incorrect. It does not look like a mitten.
Oh, wait, no. That's the fat state. Because it has a big belly.
I guess, yeah. I guess you could say that, sure. What do you know what state we're talking about?
Iowa?
Nope. We're looking for Michigan. If you look at the state now, you're used to the UP because we're closer to the UP. But
I guess it kind of does.
Lower Michigan actually looks like a left-handed mitten. So now all of our listeners are holding up their left hands and looking at their hands. And yes, that's Michigan right there. And question number five. Corn crops are very popular in the Midwest, and you can judge their growth with a famous saying, the corn should be knee high by this date.
The 4th of July.
The 4th of July is correct. Yes, the old phrase, knee high by the 4th of July, that refers to the corn should be about as high as your knee if you're having a good growing season. So yeah, that's kind of the weird stuff we talk about in the Midwest.
It's usually taller than your knee.
It is a little
bit taller. When it's the 4th of July.
But at least knee high. Yeah, for sure. All right, and that's going to do it for round one. It's already in the books. Emmett's doing great. Hopefully you are able to keep up with this Midwestern trivia, especially if you're not from the Midwest. Hopefully you're learning a thing or two about us Midwestern folk. But now the questions are about to get more difficult. So this next round we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Here we go. Question number six. The region that includes parts of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma are parts of this treacherous weather area known as Blank Alley.
Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley is correct. Absolutely. Yes, those areas are very prone to tornadoes.
Same with Texas, but that's not in the Midwest.
Not in the Midwest, yep.
According to the NFL, it's in the East.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's a little weird, man. Doesn't make sense at all.
It's like almost 2,000 miles.
Yep.
They're playing with New York Giants, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Washington Commanders.
Yeah. Yeah, it has nothing to do with that. Yeah. Question seven. The gigantic Mississippi River has its headwaters in Lake Itasca and runs 2,552 miles to the Gulf of Mexico. What state is Lake Itasca in?
Iowa.
Iowa is a good guess, but incorrect. This is actually this state's oldest state park. It is in Minnesota. Lake Itasca is in Minnesota.
State of 10,000 lakes.
Yep.
Wisconsin's got 15,000.
It's true. Actually, and I think it was counted that actually Minnesota actually has like 11,000 lakes, but they've already printed those license plates. So there's no going back now. But yes, Minnesota's oldest state park, Lake Itasca State Park, founded in 1891. Quite a ways away. Question eight. This Midwestern city is home to the famous Gateway Arch.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri is correct. I've been to St. Louis one time. I think I drove by it. We didn't get to go in the arch, but I've seen it before. The arch is very impressive. It's a very big metal structure, but you can actually take like an elevator to go to the top of it. And yeah,
pretty I learned cool. that from Percy Jackson.
Yes.
Where he falls through it.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a big battle up in the top of the Gateway Arch. And that's pretty cool.
And he fell through the water to the Mississippi River, right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, I think it's, I don't know if it's the Mississippi. I think that might be the, is that the Missouri River?
I think it's the Mississippi because it goes through Missouri, right?
Let's find out. What river runs through St. Louis? Oh, that is the, okay. So it's the Mississippi River runs through St. Louis and is joined by the Missouri River just south of the city. So I was almost right. You were correct.
It was probably, I think it was to the west of the thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Question 9. This Midwestern city is one of the largest in the Midwest and is nicknamed the Windy City.
The Windy City. Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City is an awesome guess, considering, you know, Tornado Alley and all that stuff, but incorrect. The Windy City is Chicago, Illinois. Chicago, Illinois. But you want to know what? You don't want to know why they call it the Windy City?
Why?
So it's not necessarily because there are some pretty stiff breezes that come off of Lake Michigan right there in Chicago, but back in the 19th century, they were known, like all of the politicians that came out of Chicago were well known for having speeches that people considered to be full of hot air. And so they called them like, and it was, this was actually in like magazines at the time that they would describe the politicians in Chicago as full of hot air and the politics were all windy because of all the talk that they would have. So yeah, kind of, it goes back to political rivalries back then. So pretty interesting stuff. Has nothing to do with the weather.
I just call it not great sports city.
I like that. Yes.
Because the Cubs won their first World Series in 1909.
Mm-hmm.
1909.
And then there was a big drought, but then they got another one. We don't want to talk about that, though.
But it was 100 years later.
Yeah, they still got one, though. Got to give them credit where there's due. Question 10. Gordon Lightfoot wrote a song about this famous ship that was lost to the depths of Lake Superior.
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
The SS Edmund Fitzgerald is correct. Have you listened to that song before?
Nope.
No, you've never actually heard that song?
I don't know the story.
Well, if you listen to the song, it pretty much tells you the story. Look, Gordon Lightfoot wrote a folk song that it's kind of been really popularized, especially here in the Midwest. But if you go up to like the
Marquette,
Michigan area and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you get to hear a lot about the story and you'd see you know, all the different places where the Edmund Fitzgerald was last seen and all that stuff. It was a really, really big boat that went down into the lake. So
is it like the same situation with the Titanic?
I don't know. I had to have to look into why the Edmund Fitzgerald went under. I'm not quite sure, and I don't want to answer that off the top of my head. So I think you can do a little bit of searching.
Like same situation. I don't think they hit an iceberg.
No, they didn't. But it went under, and yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of people were lost too. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett did well in that round, but the questions now, folks, I got to warn you. I couldn't even answer most of these, and I wrote them. So I want you to get your hip waders on, double knot your shoes, pull up your socks, put up your hood, tie the hood off so the little hole that you can see out of is very small. Wear your protective eyewear because this round we call
the Brain Busters.
All right, here we go. Question 11. In Minnesota, the popular children's game of Duck, Duck, Goose was renamed to this.
Buck, buck, doe. Wait, no, doe, doe, buck.
Doe, doe, buck is a really good guess. Yeah, the people of Minnesota, they decided to change this. So doe, doe, buck or buck, buck, doe is incorrect. They kept it mainly the same. It is duck, duck, but instead of goose, it's duck, duck, gray duck.
That's dumb.
I don't get it. I think most of America kind of goes, what? But yeah, the Minnesota people stand by duck, duck, gray duck, which is kind of weird, but it is what it is. They can have it. Question 12. What fictional Midwest city is the setting for the musical The Music Man?
Chicago?
Well, Chicago's a real city, so that wouldn't be fictional.
Oh, wait.
So it's a fake made-up city. There's Big Trouble.
Oz.
Oz is a great question. Our great answer, but nope, not quite. There's Big Trouble in River City. River City, Iowa is the fictional based setting for The Music Man. Even though it's fictional, it was actually based on Mason City, Iowa, the actual city. And Mason City has actually kind of done their best to recreate some of the things from The Music Man just to kind of bring awareness to it, that they were the basis for that. So that's kind of cool.
I've never watched The Music Man or ever heard a song from it.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. I think you'd really enjoy it. It's a fun musical. Question 13. What Midwest university created the first controlled nuclear chain reaction?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Give me a guess on a local or a Midwestern university. Hint, it's not in Wisconsin.
University of Minnesota.
University of Minnesota is a fantastic guess. They have developed quite a few things, including University of Minnesota is known for Honeycrisp apples, believe it or not. That's a little fun fact for you. But the first nuclear chain reaction belongs to the University of Chicago.
I was thinking of that.
Yes, we have a connection to the University of Chicago, don't we?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everybody who what's our connection?
We would like to have a shout out to the host of the Public Money Pod.
Yeah.
Justin.
Yeah, Uncle Justin is a professor at the University of Chicago. He also runs a fabulous podcast called the Public Money Pod, and where he and his colleagues basically explain all kinds of different, like, money stuff, like where do your tax monies go, what's happening, and sometimes they can get real complex, but they're really good at explaining all of those things. So if you're looking for a fun listen that way, if you're into public finance and things like that, go check out the Public Money Pod hosted by Justin Marlowe, which is pretty cool. Question 14. This Midwestern motorsports race is always scheduled over Memorial Day weekend.
The turkey trot. No, that is Thanksgiving.
Motor sports race. Name one of the only races you probably know.
Daytona 500.
That would be one of the probably two or three races that you would know. It's incorrect, but because Daytona is down in Florida, the Midwestern sports race over Memorial Day weekend is the Indianapolis 500, or the Indy 500, as everyone calls it.
Didn't think about that.
Yep, that's one of the big ones. Every year, it's over Memorial Day weekend.
Did you know that the winner of the Indianapolis 500 gets to drink has to chug a full bottle of milk.
Oh, milk? Yeah. Yeah, they celebrate with the milk. It's pretty wild. Question 15. Born in Richland Center, Wisconsin, this legendary architect has designed over 1,000 structures, including 12 of the Architectural Record's 100 most important buildings of the 20th century.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah, this one was a little bit of a cheat because we live here in Wisconsin. I had to throw in a last Wisconsin question, but yes, Frank Lloyd Wright is correct. His houses and his buildings designed are the coolest by far. Like really, really cool stuff. If you get a chance, if you don't know who Frank Lloyd Wright is, it's W-R-I-G-H-T. Go check out his buildings that he's made. They are amazing. Very, very cool stuff. So, and that's going to do it for Midwestern Trivia. Hopefully you enjoyed that one. Hopefully you learned something about us Midwesterners here and some of the things that happen. Emmett did a great job. Only missed a couple of them. If you enjoyed this episode and enjoy other episodes, we would really appreciate it if you'd give us a 5-star review and leave us a comment on whatever app you are listening on. Those 5-star reviews and comments help us to find other people who enjoy family trivia just like you. Thank you for all those reviews. Additionally, you can send us a message over on social media. So find an adult who's got a social media account and they can look us up on Instagram and Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia. Send us a DM. Let us know what kind of trivia you want to hear or what you're enjoying, or if you have a comment or a question, just let us know. We'd love to hear those. And finally, before we sign off, Lad, do you got any last words for Midwestern Trivia?
Midwest.
So profound. Yes, we are proud of living in the Midwest. We love it here. And we are also going to I think feature a few of the other areas of the country. So East Coast, West Coast, Southern states, we're going to come for you. You'll get your own little feature as well. So if you got questions that you want to see, if you're from one of those areas, if you're from the East Coast or the West Coast or the Southern states, send us a possible question. We'd be happy to include it in our trivia. All right. Without further ado, we want to say thank you for listening each and every week. We wouldn't be able to do it without support from our listeners. You guys are awesome. And we hope you have a great rest of your week. See you later.
Alligators.
Moo.
Bye.